Bezras Hashem, our first topic, La Halacha, from Daf Lamed Daled, is adding one's own personal words and requests during davening. The Gemara Lamed Daled Aleph told us the following. About halfway through the Amud, Amar Rav Yehuda, La'ilam al yishal adam tzrachav, lo'y b'shalish rishaynos, v'lo'y b'shalish achraynos, elo b'imtzoyos. A person should not ask for his needs except in the middle brachos, during the middle brachos. From our Gemara, it would seem that in the middle brachos, one is allowed to add his own bakashos. However, our Gemara has to be learned in light of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and in light of the bottom line observations of Rabbeinu Yonah, which appear in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Yutes, and then we need to take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and maybe a new look again at the sugya. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Ches Amud Aleph says, four lines from the top, that a person is supposed to ask, El Shoyel Adam Tzrachav B'Shoymeyat Tfila. This might sound familiar to many, that a person should ask for his needs in the bracha of Shomeyat Tfila. Language of Rabbeinu Yonah is that Shomeyat Tfila is Koleles Kol HaBakoshos. It includes all the Bakoshos, and that is the language that the Mechaber adopts in Simin Kuf Yod Tes. What to do about our Gemara? The our Gemara seemed to say throughout the brachos. So we synthesize the what our Gemara says with two other statements on that daf in Avodah Zarah and Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara in the last narrow line over there has Rav Yehuda quoting Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas in the name of Rav. Av al pisha amru shoyel adam tzracha shomea tfila. Avol imba loymar besayif kol bracha ubracha me'en kol bracha ubracha oimer. However, says the Gemara, you're allowed to add a little bit to the end of every single one of the middle brachos. We're going to see what that means in a few moments. The Gemara also adds in Avodah Zarah, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, Af al pi she'amru shol adam tzracha b'shomea tefila, even though we're supposed to ask specifically in shomea tefila, im yesh lo chola b'soch beso, but if there is a chola, God forbid, in his house, Omer b'birchas cholim. So then, in such a case, he should mention the chole in the bracha of Rifa'enu. So we have one, our Gemara, two, the Memra in Avodah Zarah that says that really you're supposed to do it in Shomei Tefillah versus our Gemara that said the middle brachos. And the Gemara's two qualifications in Avodah Zarah that on some level could serve as a synthesis, and that is a number one, that at the end of the bracha one could add, and number two is if there's a personal tzara, then he's supposed to add in that particular bracha. If it's a sick person, then he adds it in Rifa'enu. How does all this shake down la halacha? So first, of course, we will do the lashon of the Mechaber, who quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah that appears in our Meseches in Brachos towards the beginning of the Rif in our Perek. And then we will see, of course, Bezer Hashem, the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. Let us go methodically through the Lashon of the Mechaber and Simin Kuf Yutes, because there are a few nuances, as we have four members of the Gemara that need to be put together. Let's read the Mechaber's Lashon. Kuf Yutes Aleph. Im ratza lahosif b'chol bracha me'oim tzoyos me'ein ha'bracha mosif. If a person wants to add, he's allowed to. That's what we learned in Brachos on Daf Lamed Daled, as well as Avodah Zarah Daf Ches. Ketzad, the example the Mechaber gives, he gives the example that we had in Avodah Zarah. Hayelo chola, there was a sick person, mevakesh alav rachamim bebirchas rifa'enu. Hayetzarech parnasa, mevakesh alav bebirchas hashanim. So here one is supposed to add into the bracha that is appropriate if it's hayelo chola, if he has a chola. Now the Mishnah Berurah immediately in Sif Katan Aleph quotes the Prima Gadim that says that it applies specifically if he has a chola, if it's someone that is in his house or he needs parnasa. However, for someone else, so then in such a case, it's not clear from the Mishnah Berurah whether one would be allowed to. However, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah makes an excellent point. They quote the Sefer El Yo Rabba, who says beferish that if your friend also needs it, that's included as well. Hence, in Berchas Rifaenu, we can mention other people as well if it touches us. The Birshu also makes another excellent point that the Chidushi Aran in Avodah Zarah on Daf Ches says beferish you're not supposed to wait till Shomea Tefillah in such a case. You're supposed to ask for the needs of that person then. Continues the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Ukeshu Mosif, Yaschil Bebracha V'achakach Mosif. When you add, you first start with the Bracha and that then add. But don't, says the Shulchan Aruch, start asking for something before you said, let's say, the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu. What's the role of Shomea Tefillah? Continues the Mechaber. Ubeshomea Tefillah, Yochol Lishol Kol Tzrachav. When it comes to Shomea Tefillah, so then you could ask all type of needs. In other words, when it comes to Rifa'enu, you're only supposed to ask about a refuah that touches us. When it comes to Atachone, it's only about Das that touches us. When it comes to Shomea Tefillah, a person is allowed to open up his heart and really pour out everything he's feeling. We have discussed in the past the significance of the bracha of Shomea Tefillah. And here is the expression, Kol Elos Kol HaBakashos. So far, relatively straightforward. There are a couple of nuances that do make things a little bit more confusing. The Mechaber continues. Ulaharav Rabbeinu Yonah kishemosef bebracha me'ein osa bracha. Rabbeinu Yonah added that when you're adding within that bracha, imosef osa b'shvil kol Yisrael omer osa b'loshon rabim v'lo b'loshon yachid. If you're adding into the bracha, since the bracha is Rifa'enu, so then you should never ask that bakasha in the singular form, but in the plural form. In other words, Rabbeinu Yonah understands that at the end of the day, there still is a difference between Shema Koleinu and Rifa'enu. Rifa'enu is only appropriate to ask for the Rabbim's refuah, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. However, to ask for the Yachid, that, as we're going to see, is only appropriate in the bracha of Shomea Tefillah. V'lo Yosef ele besofa bracha, also one should add towards the end of the bracha, v'lo be'emtza, and not in the middle. V'im sholo tzrachav mamish, kigon sheyesh l'chol besof beso, ozhu tzarech lefarnasa, but if it's something that's deeply personal, sholo tzrachav mamish, it's not just a general bakasha about a person, but it's mamish, something that's omed ala perek, something that he has a chola, needs a refu, or he needs parnasa. Yochol lishol afilu beemtza bracha. Now here's the catch: v'hu sheyishol b'loshen yachid v'lo b'shel rabim. And then in such a case, then he should add it, ask for it b'loshen yachid and not b'loshen rabim. When it comes to bircha shomea tefila, then it's straightforward. So then in such a case, when it comes to bircha shomea tefila, so then he could ask both the Lashon Yachid, Bein Belashon Rabim, Bein Tzrachav Mamish, Bein Tzarchei Rabim. This Rabbeinu Yonah makes things a little bit difficult for the average Mispalel to, first of all, to figure out what is the Be'emtza Bracha and what is B'Sof HaBracha. From the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that it's before Baruch Atah Hashem, the concluding Rofei Chole Am Yisrael, and then to be careful to ask the Lashon Yachid when it's Bebeso, but when it's not Bebeso, to then ask, be careful, Belashon Rabim, is a little bit more difficult. I think this is one of the reasons why the custom of Klal Yisrael has been developed to shy away from adding particular bakashos in those particular tefillos. And therefore, in general, one could add in the bracha of Shema Koleinu, and there one doesn't have to worry about it. Nevertheless, if you look at most Kitzur Svarim, they will recommend that a person should add his personal tzrachim after the first Yula Ratzon. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as saying that you should first finish Elokai Netzar, and then before the second Yula Ratzon, right before the person takes a step back, so then, in such a case, adds his tzrachim. However, I would like to share with you a slightly different take on this, and that is based on the following shaila that a Talmud of mine asked me. Originally, this response was confidential. I guess it's no longer confidential. And after speaking, hearing the Talmud's response and seeing that there are some poskim that say this, maybe we could suggest something that's slightly off of the beaten path as a way of helping the Avodas Hashem of some. The Talmud told me, very sincere boy, very capable Oved Hashem and a budding Talmud Chacham, who struggles with issues in Avodas Hashem like most honest, healthy people. And he said the following. He said that he was finding it very, very difficult to have Kavanah in Shmona Esrei. And I suggested to him, number one, to start adding Bakoshos in the Bracha of Shomei Tefillah, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, you really aren't going to get a trap. He said that it helped him improve, but he felt it still, he still felt his Tefillah was lacking. I mentioned him, I can't say this halacha l'maisa, who am I to get involved, as we're going to see, the Mishnah Brura does not seem to entirely say this, but as I just said to him, B'derech Remiza, that it's well known that the Klausenberger Rebbe, and if you want to find a reference to this in the Klausenberger Rebbe's Tshuvas, in the Shalos Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, in Chelek Orachaim, Simen Pei Gimel, the Rebbe alludes to some of this. That's well known that the Rebbe used to add, when he was davening, he used to add expressions in Yiddish and he used to cry out. In fact, many of his Talmidim remember, both before the Holocaust and during the Holocaust, the heart-wrenching tefillahs where the Rebbe would cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yiddish for mercy for his Talmidim. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no for his Bakoshos or his family who were all killed Al Kiddush Hashem, and then of course the way he gloriously rebuilt Chassidus, the Klausenberger Chassidus in Eretz Yisrael. That's something that was very, very memorable about the Klausenberger Rebbe Zatzal. So I mentioned to the Talmud that there were Gedolei Torah that added Bakoshos in the Tefillah, and I suggested that he look back over here in the Shulchan Aruch to try to figure out where would be the best way for him to add Bakoshos. Now, I was thrilled to see that even though we don't always follow this lahalacha, that Rav Vosner in Shailus Uchuvah, Shevet Halevi, Chelek Ches, I believe it's Simin Chaf Aleph, Rav Vosner quotes a Sefer Hasidim in Simin Kuf Nun Ches that says the following, Ukishim Isbalel, Taisif Al Kol Bracha, Bracha Mein Yonel Tzarechecha, Ki B'yoyser Heim Mechinim Es Aleph. That when a person does, he should add me'inyan alitzrachecha. Now, the truth is, what the Sefer Hasidim says is not entirely against, or is not against, the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch just tells you the way you're supposed to do it. That when it's in the other brachos, you should do it b'loshen rabim. If it's your bayis, so then it should be be'emtza habracha b'loshen yachid, as opposed to b'loshen rabim. There is a nafkamina lahalacha from the Sefer Chassidim that Rav Vosner says that he thinks that one could rely on. You see that Rav Vosner also, as a chassid in his Avodas Hashem, is on the one hand driving in the more expressive form of tefillah, yet at the same time he doesn't want to elaborate that he should come out to be really disagreeing with the Mishnah Brura. But Rav Vosner says for that reason there is a makar to say that one does not need to follow the literal meaning of the Mishnah Brura and Sif Katan Aleph, where he quotes the Prima Gadim that says, "Ein arashoy levakesh rachman berachem meimtzas al ha'osid," that you're not allowed to ask for the future. Most Talmidim are always worried about the future; they're not worried about the past. They're davening also for the future. Says the Prima Gadim, that's not considered hayilachol lebesoch beso. Hence, either the bakasha is only beloshon rabim, or you wait to Shomei Tefillah. Says Rav Vosner, he thinks that based on the Sefer Chassidim, there is a lot of room for a person to be able to be mevakesh for himself, not only in the present, but even if he has concerns, la'asid. Again, I think Rav Vosner is driving from his background that's not that far away from the Klausenberger Rebbe. Rav Vosner is a Talmud, not of Lita, of Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, is driving at the idea that an expressive tefillah, as long as one is conscious to keep it within the bounds of halach, is something that's important to being mosif kavana, and that is the essence of tefillah. The essence of tefillah is avoda shebelev. I did see a reference to this and more of a standard Litvisha style, but a reference nevertheless in this direction that my Rebbe quotes, Rav Nevenzahl quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the following issue. And this is something that's important to keep in mind. I can't say the Klausenberger Rebbe followed this, but at the same time, I think those of us who strive in keeping the Mesorah of the Mishnah Berurah, even if not the literal meaning, but definitely in the spirit of it, here the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel makes an important point, and Rav Shlomo Zalman extended it, and ultimately, even though being quite different, let's say, from the tradition of the Klausenberger Rebbe, nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman had a similar type of concern based on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that you have to be careful. The tzarech lasos and sifkot and gimel of kuf yutes ikur matbea shetov chachamu bakosh shelo tia tfeila velo lehefach. Still remember that the ikur tfila, the koach of tfila, is not our own expression that we happen to be in the mood of expressing, but the tfila was coined by the anshei kneses hagdola. Here, Rav Nevenzahl quotes Shlomo Zalman with the following comment. This is in the back of chelik aleph of the Mishnah Berurah, of the Sefer Bitzchak Yikare, on page Kuf Namig Nun Gimel, corresponding to Simin Kuf Yutes, Admor Zichron of the Vracha Chayel Amabot, there's Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that's how, Amar Shelechein Ein Levakash Al Osa Chol B'Kfiyus Bosa Tfila. You shouldn't ask for that chola in that particular tefila, El Yispal of Leprakim, B'chol Pam B'Tfila Acheres. Should daven for him every once in a while, each time, in a different tefillah, v'chein his snagged, he was against lahat pispis idarmes and uchoschos levakasha she'inu me'atovus akavua shal brachos, and he was also against the people who added a formula of tefillah that was put into the siddur, but rather it should be something that shouldn't be prayed bikvius. Now there are two parts to Scheshbin. Number one is that your own personal tefillah should not become the ikur to which the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah's tefillah should become the tafel, number one. And number two, I believe as well, is the Cheshbon to make sure that the personal tefillah is really a personal tefillah, and it shouldn't be asei tefillascha keva, that the tefillah should be natural and spontaneous, and should not be something that's dry. And hence, Reb Shlomo Zalman went so far as never being koveya, a particular place in the tefillah, that each one of Reb Shlomo Zalman's Zatzal's tefillahs had its own unique identity, its own unique personality. And that's what the Sefer Hasidim as well is teaching us, where the Sefer Hasidim says, Ela omar dledvarim hamachniyim es alev tefillah barachamim, ukeshi yispal toysif, Al kol bracha ki b'yoyser heim mechinim es halev. That's the way in which one really processes the lev of tefillah. What we said all needs to be discussed with Gedolei Torah, but these are the basic marim mekomos that emerge in terms of adding to our tefillah Shmoneh Esrei.